A U.S. newspaper has revealed that President Donald Trump is currently under investigation for possible obstruction of justice. The Washington Post, citing unnamed U.S. officials, said the special counsel overseeing a probe into Russia's alleged meddling in the U.S. presidential election is now looking into whether Trump tried to obstruct justice. The president of the European Commission has ruled out the possibility of renegotiating the Paris Climate Agreement following the U.S. withdrawal from the accord. Jean-Claude Juncker added the U.S. decision to quit the agreement will make the world more united to work towards fully implementing the Paris climate deal. More than a dozen international rights groups have warned of a, quote, total collapse in the Gaza Strip if Tel Aviv proceeds with its plans to further cut power supplies to the besieged enclave. A joint statement by 16 human rights groups has asked Israel's Attorney General to intervene. The Islamic Movement in Nigeria holds a rally calling on the government to obey a court order and release its leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Zakzaki. The sheikh remains in custody more than 18 months after Nigerian security forces stormed his residence and killed scores of his supporters in Nigeria's north. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to advance wide-ranging sanctions against key sectors of the Russian economy. The measures target Russia's mining, shipping, and railway sectors. U.S. senators say the move is a response to Moscow's interference in the 2016 presidential election, as well as its support for the Syrian government. The U.S. military has stepped up its presence and firepower in the highly strategic deserts of southeastern Syria. U.S.-backed militants say American forces have set up a second base some 65 kilometers from At-Tanf in Homs province. The U.S. has also moved its long-range artillery known as HIMARS to the region. A Syrian army delegation holds talks with Iraqi military officials in Baghdad. The two sides discussed ways of controlling the border and maintaining pressure on terrorists. The establishment of a joint operations center was also on the agenda. Baghdad and Damascus have agreed to continue intelligence sharing in the fight against Daesh. Iran's envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency says the IAEA is not in a position to interpret the nuclear deal after new arbitrary interpretations were introduced. Reza Najafi said interpreting the nuclear deal is exclusively the duty of the Joint Commission of Iran and the other signatories.